Jasmine and Kevin from
Hi, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Have you recovered, boss man?
What, from last week's joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about. Yeah. That was a good one, that.
Oh, can I ask you what year it is, Andrew?
What?
What?
Can I ask you what year it is?
What now?
Yeah.
Is this another joke?
No.
2025.
All right.
Why?
No, it's fitted. Forget it, it's fell flat.
What? Should we start again?
No, because he was talking a few weeks ago about someone called Bossman being arrested and he weren't going to get...
Yeah. We need to explain that.
No, we don't. We need to stay well.
Okay.
So what have you been up to, Kevin?
Just been mad busy, really. I'll tell you what I've been doing.
What?
And I thought you might have had this, but I've got some Amanda Holden updates for you.
Oh, does that mean we need a jingle?
Yeah, go on, do it.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Can we have it again?
Oh, my God!
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
I love it.
Now, anybody that's just tuned in has wondered why we're going on about Amanda Holden. Maybe you should just remind everybody of that bit, then I'll give you the update. How's that?
I'm sure people who have listened to this podcast, like, so many times already know, but I'll go over it.
We've got new listeners, though.
Yeah. This podcast is basically me on a journey interviewing people from the radio spectrum, within the hope of me interviewing my radio idol, Amanda Holden.
That was so well delivered. It's like you've written that down and memorised it.
No, it's all
there. It's all there, is it? Yeah. That massive head of yours. Yeah. Yes, so, Amanda Holden update news is her programme that appeared on Channel whatever it was is scrapped after season one.
Yep.
But she's got a new one, which is her game show concept, which started on BBC on Friday night, I think it was.
Yeah.
So have you watched any of it?
No, because I didn't know it was on.
It's called The Inner Circle, and I checked it out.
Right.
And it's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a good quiz. It's a nice concept, nice quiz. Celebrities and Amanda Holden doing her stuff, and I think you should check it out.
I will, seeing as I didn't know it was on, but now I know, I'll check it out.
I did tell you, but yeah. So that's the Amanda Holden update, if anybody's interested.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Sorry.
You love that, don't you?
Yep. Show and tell, oh, what is it? Oh, I was hoping I wouldn't do this.
John's got his phone out, which is about an inch square, and it takes him about 3 days to open whatever he's trying to open.
Oh, found it.
No way.
Yes.
Go on, then.
Right, this... I hold on my phone in my hand. Right, I hold on my phone in my hand.
For the benefit of the tape.
For the benefit of the tape.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We will upload this, so won't we, to socials.
I don't know if you remember my last show and tell of my dad doing his London Marathon.
Oh, yes, of course we do.
Well, I have a photograph... which is a continuation of that event. If you want to.
Did you put it in the group? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, that's where I've got it from. So if you want to have a look at it, Kevin.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah. So which one's your dad?
The one in the blue pants.
Is that the same guy as from any other week? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he looks different.
Yeah.
So why is he sat on the floor? What's this about? Tell us more.
He's just run 26 miles.
He just run 26 miles.
Yeah, but your dad, you told me that on the phone, your dad said that 4 hours and 3 minutes or whatever it said on that last picture that he'd run the London Marathon in.
Yeah.
He said that was rubbish. And he'd done it in like 3 hours or something.
Yeah, but that can still... be 26 mile, mate.
No, I know, but he's just knocked an hour off the whole thing. Did your dad go fishing?
No.
All right, okay. Just wondering how big he says fish are when he catches them.
No.
Do you get that, Andrew?
Get what?
He said, and Jordan's dad said he only did it in 3 hours, not 4 hours and 7 minutes.
Yeah, but I'd like to see you run a marathon in 3 hours. See if you sit on the floor at the end.
Yeah.
No, not getting my point. You just knocked an hour off the whole thing. I'm calling him out. He's talking rubbish.
Kevin.
He's got an Uber halfway round. Yeah, phone him up.
Get him on the phone now.
He's got an Uber halfway round the track. I've equally uploaded a picture to the group, if you guys would like to have a look. Jordan, you need a close look on this one. And this is me gigging with the old Rocky Oaky band. And look who's on lead singing on the vocals.
Let me have a look.
Jordan's going to go mad for this.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, have a look at my phone.
Oh.
Can you see who it is?
Who is he?
It's Bob.
Bob.
Emmerdale.
Tony Audenshaw.
Yes.
Jesus. How long ago?
Oh, it's a few years ago, that. He jumped up with us. He was our lead vocalist for a couple of songs.
I bet he didn't have his Norton Islands with him.
What are you on about?
Well, when he first came into Emmerdale,
yeah,
he came into Emmerdale as a salesman for Norton Islands, a knicker salesman.
But you must be going by years, though.
Yeah. I'm not making it up, Andrew.
No, I'm sure you're not.
I'm not.
Has that tickled you,
it's
Andrew?
Just funny that name, of all names, stuck in your head.
Norton Islands.
You can't remember from week to week what you're doing in here, but you remember that.
I can.
What was his character called? Is it Bob Hope?
Bob.
But is it Bob Hope? Yeah. I think it was Hope, wasn't it? Yeah. Great character.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll see that on the socials. Bob Hope on stage with us back in the day.
And, sticking with Emmerdale, I was speaking to our mutual friend Andy Whittaker.
PC
Swirling.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's got a new... I don't know the name of it, but he's got a new LP coming out.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, we need to find out more about that, don't we?
Yeah. And he just, all he said to me is, watch this space.
Right. So, PC Swirling, Andy, if you can hear us, we need a copy of this album so we can have a listen to it.
And what we need to do...
And we can review it.
And what we need to do is possibly, when we've listened to the album, get a part two to the interview and ask him about the album.
Yes. Done. Yeah. I want him to set you a quiz, an Emmerdale quiz. Andrew, if you're listening, can you do us an Emmerdale quiz for Jordan, please?
Yes.
There you go.
Hey, we could do that at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you've just done your show and tell, haven't you?
Yes.
Were you not listening?
No.
Yeah, love.
Yeah, you've done it, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bob Pope, Emmerdale, on stage with us.
Should we do Joke of the Week?
Go for it.
Right then, so episode 79, Jordan did a blinder last week. He got 2 points because it was such a good joke that wasn't even meant to be a joke. And then he finished it off with a flurry. So, 23 points to 27. So Kevin's still in the lead, but pull another blinder, Jordan, and you can get another 2 points here.
Yeah.
Go for it.
This morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
I made a Belgian waffle for my breakfast. And in the afternoon, I made a Frenchman talk.
Okay.
My teacher told me I'd be no good at poetry, Jordan, due to my dyslexia.
Yeah.
But I say, stuff you, Mr. Jones. I've just made a beautiful vase and an ashtray and some Toby jugs. Your brain's still thinking about it. Andrew, you are, love.
You have to run that one by me again. It's not just Jordan that's struggling with that one.
What?
Oh, God. Shall I explain it?
No, just tell me again.
My teacher told me I would be no good at poetry due to my dyslexia. And I say, stuff you, Mr. Jones, because I've just made a beautiful vase and an ashtray and some Toby jugs.
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right, now we actually need an explanation.
Poetry dyslexia. I've made a vase. Pottery. Hello. Should we start again with the joke off, you two? That was just shocking if you can't get that.
No. And I'm just, even with an explanation, I've not got it. Are you reading it right off your screen?
Me neither.
God's sake, I hope you stop recording now.
I said I
would be no good at poetry. Let's replace that because of my dyslexia. And I confused the word poetry because of my dyslexia with pottery. So I've said, stuff you, Mr. Jones. I've just made a beautiful vase and an ashtray and some turkey jokes. Do you get it now?
God.
You absolute thickos, Perry.
Right, well...
Should we start again?
It's because it's 24... No. It's 24... In fact, I'm tempted to give him two, but I'll give him 1 point. 24 points to 27. Jordan is catching up.
You can't pull that out.
Yeah,
you two
we can.
Are too stupid to understand a joke.
Well, I could get away with it. You know why?
Because brain damage.
I've got brain damage. Should we go?
I think we probably should do, don't you?
Yeah.
I think we probably should do.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.